This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share today. Hope it's a special day for you. Morning devotions. Now imagine for a moment two young parents, their elder child, a toddler now into the second year, finally gone to sleep. The younger child was only 10 months. Well, she's having a hard time with teeth coming through. You know, the day is not so bad, but it seems that teeth are determined to have this growth spurt about 12:30 early in the morning for about 4 hours. So mum got up and applied this soothing gel to the inflamed gums of the baby. The parents take turn for an hour on, an hour off, walking the floor. They just wanted to calm this crying baby. And then eventually, early in the morning, the baby finally drops back to sleep. Mum and dad step back and they just say one word, and that word is peace. Maybe that is a scenario that you can remember a long time ago. Then there's another situation. Grown-up children, they come around for Christmas. Christmas Day, great day. You just love watching their delight as they look at the presents and just enjoy lunch with you and all the noise and commotion. And when you, the parents, recover, the children chase each other around the house, and there's crying and there's emotions, and the afternoon passes, the chairs are packed away, and mum and dad wave them all goodbye, and the car goes down the road, and mum and dad turn to each other and in unison say one word, peace. Yes, well, that word peace. Perhaps you're more familiar with other scenarios where life has been very hectic and it's time for holidays and you get away, you pack the car, you get to where you're going and you sit down, no more work, and you just feel at peace. Well, peace is an amazing word, and I want to just tell you a true story that goes back to the mid-late 19th century, a man called Horatio Spafford. He was an attorney living in Chicago, and he had four daughters, and he was a friend of the evangelist at the time, D.L. Moody. And then things started to go wrong. There was this big Chicago fire of 1871 that caused many of the family's losses. Real estate investments were lost. And Moody and his music associate Ira Sankey left for Great Britain to do some preaching engagements in the church. And so Horatio Spafford, decided that he'd go and assist Moody and Sankey in these meetings. And he thought that he'd take his family along as well. So it was November 1873, and they were ready to board the ship. But Spafford was detained by some urgent business, so he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead as scheduled. And halfway across the Atlantic, the ship was in a collision with an English vessel, and this ship sank within 12 minutes. Now, this terrible tragedy, four of Spafford's daughters were drowned. There were 226 passengers on board who drowned. So Spafford's wife, called Anna, was actually among the few who were miraculously saved. So the wife was saved, the children unfortunately drowned. And so sometime later, as Horatio was on his way to rejoin his wife, the ship that he was on passed the place where the collision had happened. And here was a man in the midst of intense sorrow with the loss of his daughters. And it was then that he was inspired to write a hymn. These are the words. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials and come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood on for my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight and clouds roll back as a scroll. The trumpet shall resound and the Lord shall descend, even so it is well with my soul. That's an old hymn. Maybe you've sung it or maybe you've heard it. But this man could discover in the middle of unspeakable tragedy that with Christ as his help and support, he could say, I have peace. It is well with my soul. A remarkable testimony. Isn't it so true that peace can be ours? May you know peace today. Heavenly Father, your peace is there. It's something hard to describe, but thank you for your peace in my heart. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.